So today we're going to talk about body composition and the importance of muscle mass. So a lot of times people will have a weight loss goal, but it's not always the most appropriate goal for them. So the number that someone has in their head usually is pretty irrelevant to body composition, and sometimes it's not the right number for them anyway. So that doesn't really compare to the aesthetic value of gaining muscle mass. And there's a lot of benefits that we're going to get into today around gaining muscle mass and why you don't always just want to jump straight into weight loss and why that might be causing issues for you in the long run. So muscle mass creates the firm look on the body. So obviously it's like the framework underneath your skin, creating the tightness that people usually want. So it has an aesthetic value, but it's also a very useful tissue that gives you benefits beyond the looks and even strength. Even though strength is, of course, a great benefit itself, it's just not the only one. So we did talk about basal metabolic rate last time, the BMR. So just a reminder, this is the amount of calories that you need to stay alive, just waking up, doing nothing, literally nothing. So the majority of your caloric output is through your metabolic functions. So everything your body is doing beneath the surface that you don't really pay attention to, don't know about, but you need to fuel. So breathing, your heartbeat, things like that. And that's why you can't drop below this number, because you're going to have issues. So this is not like the baseline for, you know, your whole day. This is the baseline for just like literally having this body alive and not moving at all, right? That's not what we want. So part of the reason why I always say it's important to have muscle mass, like I already said, the aesthetic value, which we're going to get into because that's the fun part. It's important because your metabolic rate has so much to do with your skeletal muscle. So having less muscle naturally is going to mean you have a lower BMR. And when you try to lose weight without having enough muscle, this number is going to get even lower, and it's going to put you in a cycle of having to lower your calories more and more over time to try to keep losing weight, which is obviously going to be difficult and frustrating. And what's worse is that you start to lose firmness too if you start to lose muscle. So that's going to be confusing and might push someone to like go even harder doing the incorrect things. So that's why we're talking about how to do the right things today. So another portion of where our calories go to besides working out, which actually is a pretty small portion of our caloric output compared to everything else that we do. So our NEAT calories, our non-exercise activities, are going to be the next largest calorie output after our BMR. So most of our calories are going towards our body literally just being a body. And the next thing is going to be just being a functioning person minus working out. So think like washing your hair, doing the laundry, you know, any Lana Del Rey lyrics would fit in here probably as a neat activity. So you need calories to do all of this stuff too. So of course, if you're going too low and you're finding it difficult to have the energy to wash your hair, do the laundry, whatever, you might not be getting enough calories. So that's sometimes a warning signal that your body gives you. So like I said about body composition being so important, this is really just your muscle versus your fat. So you want to have higher muscle mass proportionately to your body fat mass, and your body fat percentage, because the way numbers work, it's lowered by raising your muscle mass even without losing any fat naturally, because that's how that works. But because muscle mass increases your BMR, it's much easier to lose fat in general. So if you wanted to not only lower your body fat percentage, but lower it more by losing pounds of fat, it's easier because you'll have a bigger range of calories to work with when you're getting into a calorie deficit versus starting with a low metabolism, a low BMR, and then just trying to do it from there versus like raising your BMR by having more muscle mass. And then also, obviously, the aesthetic value of having, you know, firmer body by having the muscle mass, and then you end up having better results even if you don't lose that much body fat. You know, that ends up being kind of personal. I think the fat loss, I don't think it's always a goal to lose fat once you've gained muscle, because I feel like sometimes you like how you look with more body fat. Honestly, I think sometimes that can look really cute. Like, I don't know, I feel like I've gone through this where I was like afraid to lose too much body fat because I've done that before, and I'm just like, I don't want to go back there. So I always focus more on muscle gain than fat loss, but it really depends on where someone's at and what their preferences are. So on top of that, the physique aspect of gaining muscle mass, like I said, there's the firmness to it, right? And lowering the body fat. But one thing that's really exciting about gaining muscle is that you can do it in a strategic way and kind of work on the shape of your body, which is so fun. So you can make the illusion of an hourglass shape by, I mean, people who work out already know, typically the shoulders, specifically the lateral delts, are like the most aesthetic muscle, you could say, along with your hips slash glutes, so your abductors, so the, you know, your side butt. So if you just work on your shoulders and your hips, not saying that you shouldn't work on the rest of your body, but you will have like such a sick hourglass shape just from gaining muscle in those two areas, even if you don't really gain, or excuse me, even if you don't really lose body fat in your waist, which, like I said, it's going to be easier when you have more muscle, which is why we want to gain muscle everywhere, because that, of course, raises our metabolism, like I've been saying, but you don't even have to get to very low body weight or body fat to have the hourglass shape, because the illusion of having, you know, very wide shoulders and very wide hips just kind of contributes to that. But also on top of the shoulders and the hips, you know, if you really want to get into it, you also want to work on like your lats, so your wing muscles on your back, and then also even your quads, I think, help, because when I feel like when everything around your waist is larger, then of course it's just going to make you look teeny tiny without even having to focus on losing weight. So sometimes you don't want to lose weight, but of course you can if you want to, but I'm just saying my preference is to gain muscle, because then you can always play around with that, and it's very exciting. So that's my favorite part. So I think we already talked about how much easier maintenance is when you have more muscle mass and therefore a higher BMR. So it's like having, I call it like bubble wrap. So it's like having bubble wrap on your metabolism, because you don't even have to like worry too much. So even when you're taking like rest days, because we know that our body is using most of the calories we take in to just be a body, like you don't even like think about, oh, I have to get up and go work off all these calories, because you know that you have the bubble wrap on you. You know that your metabolism is plenty high and you can relax without getting into that cycle of like chasing the calories, I call it, where you're like, oh, I have to go do excessive cardio because, you know, I ate half a bagel or something like that. Like, not to call anyone out in particular, because I feel like that happens to people all the time, but they just don't know any better. So hopefully this kind of seeps in to be like, oh, what I'm doing literally doesn't make sense and it's not working, so I need to stop and do something else. So you get a much better balance out of having more muscle mass and just better training that actually works, because you don't have to like suffer to get there. And it's just like, it's the bubble wrap. You can just relax. You know, it's safe. It's fine. You're going to be fine. So I think sometimes people struggle with the thought of gaining weight in general, or the thought of being a bigger size or gaining muscle at all. You don't have to become a bigger size if you're gaining muscle, even though that it, you know, it probably will happen if you're trying to gain in the hips. I mean, it, like, what can you do? It's hips. But that doesn't necessarily mean that your waist is going to be bigger, right? Because we can always work on that. After we've gained muscle, we can always easily lose body fat. So it's just easier to focus on, like I said, the like the shape of the body, the aesthetic value of what you're creating, instead of focusing on like the little numbers that really are not doing you any favors and don't really matter, and you're the only one who cares about them. So sometimes it's difficult to like let go of the old ways of doing things. So if you are someone who overdoes cardio, or you know, doesn't get enough calories to have the energy to do your everyday tasks like washing your hair, doing the laundry. Not like you do laundry every day, but I have a lot of clothes, so I do it a lot. But, you know, that is a cycle that needs to be broken. But it's easier to do that when you have the correct information, and you need to just kind of trust the process that, you know, this is how the body works, and we don't want to stay stuck in old patterns that are not helpful to us. So I hope this is helpful. I don't know if I have much else to add to this, but this is so short that I feel like I have to say more. We are going to get into more exercise lessons, including the importance of rest. So we're going to revisit some of these topics, because an important part of training is incorporating rest into your programming, because you will not have the results you're looking for without resting enough, because your body repairs itself, of course, during rest. And if you're trying to gain muscle, you need to get your rest, get your calories. And same thing, even if you're losing fat, you still need to get your rest. And you don't want to, again, push yourself into the cycle of doing too much or doing the wrong things, because that's not going to help at the end of the day. And you will start to get feedback from your body that you can't really ignore after a certain point, because you're like, wow, I literally don't have any energy. And I also don't like look as good as you would think I would for how much effort I put in. So again, this all comes back to BMR, because your body does a lot when we think it's doing nothing. Like when we're actively literally doing nothing, laying on your bed, your body is still doing a lot of tasks that we don't see, that we still need to give attention to or time to, create space for. So it's important to have balance. So we're going to do a whole lesson on rest, because it's just super important. But I think that's it for today. Again, I'm looking at my notes to see if I missed anything. I don't think it's a bad thing to want to lose weight. I really don't. But I think sometimes it's not appropriate for every client. So it really depends on where you're starting. And sometimes, body recomposition is not always appropriate for everyone. But most people that you work with fall into that category. So I just kind of run with that usually. So your starting point is going to be different from somebody else's. Like if somebody, you know, grew up doing sports like I did, I already had a decent amount of muscle mass. So it was easy for me to start to lose weight when I first started working out all the time, because I was like, I don't have sports to rely on, so I have to do something. And then my goals changed and I wanted to gain weight and gain muscle because I got onto, you know, the hourglass shape, the physique train, where you're just like, oh my God, this is like so easy. I can just gain muscle and have like this shape. I had no idea. Like, how exciting. So it really just depends on where you're starting for what your goals are going to be. And sometimes it takes other people a little bit longer, but if you just stick to the goals, you'll be fine. So again, what we want to do is bubble wrap the metabolism and make sure that we're not putting you at a disadvantage where you can't maintain that body weight or the body, because if you have too little muscle, like I said a million times, your metabolism is going to suffer, and it's going to be so challenging to maintain that over time that it's just going to be probably disheartening, which is not something you want to happen to your clients and or your friends. So it's good to think long term with your goals. So it's good to not ignore your muscle groups. So I mean, I know I really emphasize like a couple muscles, but we're going to get more into this another time. But you don't want to ignore any muscle groups, right? Because this can lead to the atrophy of muscles, which we don't want, which means your muscles are shrinking and getting sad because you're not giving them attention and they're not strong and they're weak and depressed. That's not what you want. Because over time, this problem can get worse, especially as you get older. So like, this is why it's so important to not be sedentary as well, because aside from like, you know, feeling like you're going to go crazy because you, you know, never work out or never move your body, you don't want to lose muscle over time, even if that wasn't your goal, because you still need to maintain what you have as you get older. It's just difficult to feel healthy when your muscles aren't healthy, because they're part of your body, right? And everything kind of works together. So you want to be able to age in a healthy way, which is partly why I started gaining muscle. Also because I just wanted to, like, in the future, like, be a fit mom, which is, like, a huge goal of mine. And I was like, well, obviously I need to have the framework to do that. So I started to gain muscle. And now there's, like, no looking back, right? So hopefully you can have some short-term goals, but also long-term goals when it comes to your body, because you're stuck with this thing for your whole life. So you might as well. Okay. Love you. We'll talk next time.